Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Did he finish?
He didn't.
Yeah, she made the first move, pretty much. At that.
Yeah, about you got invited back to the party.
Oh, and we ended up hanging out for the rest of the night, and we exchanged numbers at the end of a long night, and we had our first date that Tuesday, and the rest
is
history.
Very nice. I think that's the first time I'm hearing about this. Hadn't heard about how you guys had met. Jarrell, your turn.
Mm-hmm.
How did that fateful night
I heard this one is
happen?
Good.
Nice eyes. Decent story. No. So we got invited, Cool and I got invited to go to this networking event at Twitter at their headquarters here in New York. It was pretty chill. So one of our mutual friends from college that we went to college with knew a bunch of these girls that were there, whatever. And I don't know exactly how we came into contact exactly, but I know I was talking to him, and then he ended up being like, oh, yeah, you know this person, da-da-da, went to college with us as well. And I saw her around campus a couple of times, you know, but I was like, all right, whatever, cool. No, I'm not saying like that. No, I'm saying like, you know, you see people, but you don't know them. So yeah. I didn't know her. So
right,
it was like,
right.
All right, yeah, cool. I'll say hey to you, but I don't know you. So
yeah.
I'm not saying like that. But I really didn't know her. So we're at the Twitter event. And long story short, she bagged me.
She bagged you?
She bagged me.
Can you be more specific?
She bagged me.
Hey, yo, my dude, you looking good.
She's like, yo, those black khakis? Slim fit? Nah. But nah, I mean, like, when I say she bagged me, I meant more like she was the one that approached me. Because I was just chilling. I was relaxing, you know, doing Cool and Out business things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she came with her pretty eyes and looked at me. And I was just like, oh, okay, cool. She was just trying to have a conversation with
me.
But my initial thought in my mind, honestly, I was like, this girl's beautiful. But I was like, she's used to getting her way with men. I was like, she thinks she can bat her little pretty eyes at me, and I'm just gonna fall for you. So honestly, I was just being like rude. Like I wasn't looking at her when she was talking to me. I just kept looking across the room, and like just doing my own thing.
Gross.
And hey man.
You gotta hold your own.
I'm real out here.
Get out of here. I'm glad she saw past that.
I don't know how. But like that's honestly how the night went for the most part. And then we exchanged numbers at the end of the night. I actually asked for I'm lying. We left the Twitter event, and then that's when I started bagging. We left Twitter event, and we went to this bar around the corner with her and a couple of her friends and my mutual friend. And we're at the bar at the counter, and I think the bartender was Peruvian, and he was talking in Spanish. And out of nowhere, she just busted out talking in Spanish. And I was like, okay. I was like, are you fully fluent? Da-da-da. And she started telling me about how like she took some trips to Colombia and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And like I don't know, something about that, like just a black woman like who's fully fluent in Spanish, just like
very impressive.
Turned me on. I was like, shit, all right, cool.
Okay.
And like even she said, like I sat up in my chair, like straightened my shoulders up. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So you speak Spanish. And like it's like the most I was talking to her like that night. And then I asked for a number. Eventually we met up on a random night and went to some bar in the Bronx and just been popping from there. Yeah.
So,
wait, shout out to the Bronx, real quick.
Shout out to
Charlie's
Bronx.
Bar and Grill.
hopefully, they will start paying for advertising.
Word,
that's not cooling out.
I'm gonna ask them. Don't worry.
So, there's always like a moment when you start dating. I mean, because we've all dated, but when you end up with somebody in a relationship, it's because there was that moment where, like, things changed for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, well, maybe, you know, I want to keep this person around. Mm-hmm. So, Kevin, when was that for you?
We had gone on about...
No, go ahead.
3-4 dates, and I kept enjoying myself, and I was just like, we should probably... I asked her, what is this? So I know how to conduct myself when I go out. Is this just like a fling, you know? Yeah, is this a fling? What is this? So then that's when we set terms, and I think after 4 dates, we're probably on our 5th, and I was just like, I'm really attracted, but this is New York City. I'm not going to just be out here, and then you're out here doing your own thing. So we set terms, and then that's when we started dating.
That's very mature.
Huh?
It was a very mature start of a relationship. So
yeah, I asked her, like, what is this?
Okay.
Yeah,
smart man.
Yeah. All right. I like that.
You got to ask, though, because you be out here looking stupid as hell. Faithful yeah. to no one. They be out here just whatever they want to do.
Well, that's interesting that you
or
were
vice versa. Men do the same thing.
Yeah.
Let me not make it that.
I mean, I always feel like women feel like they're the ones that have to ask because men just kind of, like, keep it going and don't need a title. So it's interesting to hear that you asked.
That point, I go out semi-often, and things just pop up out of nowhere in New York, and you get put in situations where you got to make decisions. So, and I know the vibes when we see each other are really good, but we haven't had a definitive conversation. So I'm like, we definitely need to figure out what's going on. So that's to your point.
Yeah.
Why I chose to do that.
Ryan, you've been in a relationship with your significant other for such a long time, and you started so young. When did it change for you? I mean, because I would imagine that you guys were so young when you started dating that you thought it was like, I mean, I don't know. How did that go? Like, how did that go? Did you automatically know it was a real relationship, or did it just start like a little kid thing and then it just grew into something?
That's funny you asked. I was just thinking about that. It's weird. We didn't know. I don't want to speak for her, but I don't think we thought it was going to be this, like, whatever the 7 years, whatever happened, you know, I definitely never thought we would have been here. Like, but I think it like relationships I learned go through levels, like they go through different changes just because people change a lot. And depending on the circumstances, you adjust. So we're both very, like, we're strong and independent, but when things change, it goes crazy. So I think when we moved in, that was, like, the real, like, yo, like, this is, like, this is real. Like, the last people I lived with my parents, and I never lived with anybody else. So you don't know what it's like to live with someone else that's not a family member, or, like, someone that doesn't have to, like, listen to you, or you have to listen to them. So I think within this year and a half we lived with each other, we learned a lot about ourselves. And, like, we're also trying to do things with each other and without each other. So that's something, like, we're learning to do just because we spend so much time with each other, but we don't want to miss out on anything just because we're together a lot.
Right.
So that's the difficult part, I think, for both of us. But I think... as long as you both know at the end of the day you guys love each other, like there's one simple idea that you just both love each other and that's it, then it goes as far as you both are willing to go. Like,
such a good point.
That's exactly what me and her, like, at the end of the day, she may have work and I may have school or work or doing this and she's doing that, but it's nice to come home or, like, to speak to someone who wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
So that's what we keep in mind, you know, when we go through changes.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. But Jarrell, since I know you,
I don't play
like,
that shit.
Like you said, you've been very career oriented and sort of been nonchalant about the whole dating thing. And I'm very surprised in a good way to see
Everyone's
that
surprised.
You're in a relationship. Yeah. So where did it change for you?
So let me start. I was the one that was more, like, pushy about us being together. Like, what are we? Like, because I don't like people too often. So if I like someone, then I'm like, all right, cool. What are we doing? Like, I don't want to play. I'm not playing no games with you.
Okay.
We're not doing this nonsense. I don't like looking stupid. So like, it's New York City. Like, if you want to be out here having fun, you go have fun. But you know, don't just string me along. I won't string you along. I like to be as honest as possible with people. Like, hey, look, this is what I want from you. This is what I don't want from you. Period. Mm-hmm. So if I actually genuinely like someone, and that's how I felt about her in the beginning. Like, I still do. Obviously, I'm saying, like, I'm talking about in the beginning. In the beginning, I just like had this natural gravitation towards her. So I was like, all right, cool. I don't want to see you with no one else. What are you doing? Like, not even just like that. I want to see you with me. More important, like, I want you by my side. So I was like, all right, what are we doing? All right, cool. And it just so happened that she wanted the same things I wanted, like right when I wanted it. And also, it was just at a different place in my life, honestly. Like, before, my idea of New York City was making money and just running around and, like, meeting new women and, like, having fun and just seeing new things. Like, this is a big-ass city.
Yeah.
But now that, you know, I'm getting settled in my career, I've come back, and it's just, like, there's more things to life than that, you know? Like, I want to... There's just more things to life than that. So I was the one that was more pushy about it in my little subtle ways.
I'm shocked.
Like I know, right? I know.
Not gonna lie.
That's how it happened so fast. Remember, like, the first time I saw you guys, you was like, "Wait, you're in a relationship?"
I'm like, "What?
That's your girlfriend?
What happened?
Wait, damn, how'd it happen?" I made it happen. I don't play that shit. I'm like, "Yo, I like you. What we doing?
That's
or
good.
Some prison shit. What we doing? Huh? We dating now? Yeah, we dating now. All right, cool. Nah, but seriously, I don't like all the games. Like, if I actually like someone, then I'm like, all right, cool. I'm not going to, like, get dragged along for no reason. Like, you tell me right now whether you like me that much or not. And if you don't, then cool, I'll back up.
Yeah.
And then we'll figure it out from there. But it just happened. It was mutual, so it worked out.
No game.
I have a question, actually, for both Kevin and Jarrell. Did you have that conversation with yourselves before talking with them? Or were you, like, just like, I want to ask her right now. Let good. Me,
Did it just happen in the moment?
Let's see what happens.
Damn. I mean, I thought about it over time. At like the job I was working at the time, I had a lot of time to think. So like, I would would text every now and then. I'd be like, damn, like I really like this girl, whatever. I'm like, yo, damn, what do you see? Like, what do you see? Do you see yourself with this girl or not? You know, just little questions here and there. But then like the night that I actually like questioned her about it, I really didn't think too much about it. Like I literally was just talking to her, and like the conversation just kept growing and growing and growing until like it progressed to that point where I'm like, yo, what are we doing? And like before I even thought about it or even like, it just came out of my mouth and I was like, all right, yeah, what are we doing? And like just very confident about it. So I would say I thought about it leading up to that point, but not too much about like, yeah, I'm going to talk to her this day about it. It was more so like it flowed with the natural conversation we were having that night. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I looked up and I was like, damn, I'm in a relationship. and that's how it happened. She was like, yo, text for these motherfucking girls. Tell them to text you no more. I was like,
that's
all
right.
My bad. And that's just what it was.
How about you, Kevin?
Yeah, I think about it over time. The more time I spend with this woman, I'm like, oh, I really like her. What are we doing? So, yeah, after the fourth date again, I was let's get some clarification. Like, what are we doing?
That's the word.
But I should also say, like, we had busy schedules, so this fourth date is after a month. I should also clarify, like, a time frame. It's not like four days in, like, 2 weeks or four dates. And so it's like a month after now. It's like, I really like this woman. I want to do something. So, yeah. And then it came up pretty naturally as well in combo. There were like talks about future plans, but it's just...
Like, how pretty can much you plan how are we planning at that moment? Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, come with me to X thing in a month or so. I'm like, okay. Under what guise?
Yeah. This is my friend, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey.
And then, yeah. After that,
I honestly think most of the time, like the best relationships just happen organically.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to say for Ray and I was the one who was a commitment phobe. Ray came from a series of long-term relationships. I was not the relationship type of girl. Like I just didn't want to be in a relationship.
Uh-huh.
I was scared, and it wasn't because I was like the town slut, but I was
no, don't even do that.
I was afraid to death of being hurt, you know. And it just so happens that every time that I thought something casual was going to turn into something, it didn't, and I was hurt. So like, I didn't want a relationship. With Ray and I, it happened so organically. It was literally like, we used to work together, but when we started dating, we were kind of like inseparable after that. I mean, we moved in together like 3 months after. And it's crazy because I never would have thought, I never could have planned it that way. It just sort of happened. And for us, I remember like his sister who lived upstate was happening to like come to town one weekend, and he was like, I want you to have dinner with my family. So that's when we had the conversation, because I'm like, if I'm meeting your family, word, like, you know, like, how are you going to introduce me? Like, mm-hmm. It just so happened.
Yo, this
like,
is my homegirl, Kim.
Yeah, like, this is my homegirl, Kim.
This is my friend, Kim. Wow. And then his mom come by. Yeah, Ray has a lot of friends.
So, and obviously, this was before we moved in together, but he was very, very confident about the fact that he knew I was something special, and he wanted me to meet his family. He was so confident about it that at that point, it made me feel comfortable about it. Like, I wasn't afraid to be in this relationship. I was like, okay. Damn. Something about me makes him feel that this is going to work out. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm like, okay.
Ray, a motivational speaker. Yeah. He made you believe in this relationship.
He made me believe.
Oh, you're afraid? Don't be afraid.
Hallelujah.
I got you.
He made
forever.
Me believe. But, so, you also, like, I know as a girl, and I don't know if men are the same way, but, like, you kind of have this idealistic view of what a relationship should be, whether it be from your parents or other couples that you see that seem, quote, unquote, to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And then you're in a relationship, and then you realize shit isn't how you thought it was going to be. Like, it's not all daisies and rainbows. Like, there's a lot of compromise. So what is the biggest difference between what you thought a relationship was going to be and what it actually is? Like, what is that thing? And whoever can go first.
I say I thought it worked like a machine sometimes. So, like, if I'm cooking, I'm used to, like, if I'm cooking, like, you wash the dishes and then, like, we get it done that way versus someone waiting till the end of the day to clean the dishes. And then it gets left on person A. And then person B, I'm not putting any names out here, but, you know. I always thought it worked like a machine like that. And sometimes, like I used to get upset at that. Like, yo, like, you're not doing nothing. You might as well just wash the dishes. But then it's also, like, you know, so I think about whatever day she had or not. Like, sometimes she might have just didn't want to do it that day. Or we're just, like, I'm just trying to be more sympathetic towards what's going on. Versus, like, my feelings. So I don't even get mad no more. It's like, you know, that's... I always think about it like, well, my brother does shit that I don't like. I'm not gonna, like, you know, fuck my brother. It's gonna be like, I'm gonna be mad, but then I'm gonna move on. Like, that's how I take it. So I think, yeah, it's a lot of compromise. Like, your ego gets tested as a man the time.
As a woman, too.
Yeah. I would say...
Bless you, Ray.
I know you, Ray.
Sneezing in the background. How dare you?
Disrespectful. I would say, so I think what I thought, the amount of selflessness that I would have to have would be a little less than what you have to have to, like, have a successful relationship. I think I'm, like, naturally just, and like, it's innate in me to think about myself always first. Mm. So if something goes wrong, I'm always like, why are you acting like this? Like, you know, like, I'm very, like, logic oriented. Like, yo, nothing happened today. Why are you doing that? You know, and I'm like trying to figure out things and just not necessarily understanding that people just have emotions sometimes. People have feelings. Like, there's nothing, like, logic can't always, like, fit on top of everything that's going on within a relationship. And I just have to, like, always look outside myself now. And, like, you know, everything's not about me. Like, you have to be very selfless in a relationship. So I think selflessness and compromise together, like, make for a successful relationship.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. When I, like, I was so, like, in the mindset that I have to be this independent woman and I have to get things my way. And to me, not getting things my way was like taking an L. It was like losing. Like, I have to win this argument.
Game of Thrones.
You know? And I took it, and honestly, I still battle with that where I'm like, I have to be right. But honestly, you got to think about what's more important, you being right or you being happy in this relationship and compromising once in a while. Like, you can't always be the one to compromise. It has to be a mutual thing for it to work out. But you also can't see compromise as a loss, because that's what I was battling with, is like, if Ray wanted something done, or if he wants something done and I see it differently, like, I'm like, no, like, why do we have to do it your way? Why can't it be done my way?
Yeah.
But eventually you have to pick and choose your battles, and you have to lose one or two or three or whatever. And it's not a loss. It's a compromise. You're giving this up, and eventually he will have to give up something for you, or vice versa. And I think, like, for me, that's been my biggest thing, because I've never, even in my past relationships, I've never been one to compromise. And to me, it was like my way or the highway. And they took the highway. It was like, and then I realized very quickly that I was going to be by myself if I continue with this attitude. Like, I'm going to be by myself forever. Like, and I think that's a big misconception that women have, especially women that are career oriented and independent. And, like, you know, we feel like, we're so prideful that we're like, we don't need a man to, like, make our decisions or do things for us. But it gets in the way of your relationship, because you have to compromise. It's no longer a woman and man thing. It's no longer a pride thing. It's a relationship thing. And it's your relationship. Mm-hmm. It's not anybody else's relationship. So if you're compromising, it's because you're thinking about the well-being and the benefit of your partner or your relationship. You have to get away of this, like, mind state that you're, like, proving a point for all mankind, like, that you're being a feminist or whatever. I'm not speaking for every woman, but I can only speak for, like, a lot of, for myself and women that I know that are very, like, independent.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they refuse to compromise because of that. But anyway, how about you, Kevin? Like,
I didn't really have any... Oh, the difference?
Yeah, in terms of...
I just have to go back to what Jarrell said. It's more... There's emotion in this, too. It's not just logic.
Mm-hmm.
You can be logically right, but still, you can come across emotionally cold or indirect, you know?
Yeah.
So that's probably the biggest. It's just the logic. I didn't really have any preconceptions about relationships. At that point, I'd been out of relationship... when we did our first November, about 2.5 years. So I had that prior relationship, which was like my main real relationship and flings I've been on. So I used that when I said, to that point, I said I was ready at that point. I just surveyed how I'd reacted, the women I dealt with, how I reacted with them. And I knew there was going to have to be compromise. I just thought in my head, there's going to have to be compromise. I'm going to have to shed my ego. Because like Jarrell said, again, I'm also very me orientated. Like, if you're not operating like with me, like, okay, I just distance. I was like, you can't do that if you want a relationship to work. And you have to share, and you can't keep all your feelings, and you have to talk and really express how you're feeling. So I knew if you're really ready, you're gonna have to do all these things.
And that's a hard thing, especially if you're young, is like remembering that there's somebody else that you need to take into consideration when you're making any type of decision, any single decision, whether it's, am I going to go out tonight? Are they coming with? Are they not? How are they going to feel? Like, anything that you do, like, I've always used to, I'm always used to operating like just me. Like, do I like this apartment? All right, then I'll take this apartment. How do I want to decorate it? And I'm bringing that up because Ray and I, you know, just moved into this new apartment.
Fabulous.
And we were living together beforehand. But the truth is that he technically moved into my apartment, you know. But then afterwards, we had to choose our apartment together.
Throwing shots.
No, I mean, that's the truth. Like, we didn't decorate it together and all that stuff. And, like, Ray and I have a very... we know what we want, just we just know what we want, both of us. And so for us to do something together, it can be very hard because we have different visions, but both of us see our own personal vision so clearly. And so it wasn't easy for us to A, choose a place together, and B, choose the way that our place was going to look like. And you, when you go into a relationship, you don't think about these things, but any little thing becomes such a big deal because you have to take into consideration this other person. And it's, yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's a challenge. But I think it builds a good foundation because then eventually if you A, get married or have kids, then you have to start thinking about even more people than just yourself. And that's the biggest challenge as a young person, because as young people, we are so selfish because we've just been thinking about ourselves and us bettering ourselves and whatever. But yeah, I mean, that's a big challenge. Yeah. Any other challenges that you guys?
I would say, I'll admit, maturity. Like, I like to think that I'm very mature in a lot of facets of my life. But one thing I'm not mature in is, like, arguments. Like, it's kind of like what you're saying. Like, but I'm a psycho when it comes to, like, the way I think. And, like, if I give up this argument, then this same subject's gonna come up again. I'm gonna have to give it up again because I gave it to you this one time. You know, you gotta like kind of set precedents. Like that's how I learned in law school. Like, yo, set precedents and you keep moving forward from there. So I'm like, the initial argument, I have to win this one. So then, like, if it comes up again, you know, I'm like, look, on May 15th, you said this. You said I was right. You said I was right. So let's keep going forward from there. So it's like
The lawyer.
No. So it's like a very
I never thought about that.
It's a very like insane way to think, and it's not good for relationships. So it's like something like when she tells me that, I'm like, she's like, yo, stop talking like I'm a lawyer. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Setting precedents.
Let me try to get out of that mindset. But it also comes with just maturity. Like in the way I was raised in my family, like, everyone like yells. So it's like, whoever gets the loudest, you win, you know? When you're like in a relationship, you're like, you can't do that with someone. You have to like, kind of like, actually sit down, relax your nerves, and just talk to them. Like, look, you did this, this hurt me. Da, 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 da. This is why I'm feeling this way. And then try to get some kind of mutual understanding from that point. But it's just weird because, like, when you're, like, 26 and you're in New York City and, like, you know, everything's going well for you career-wise and things like that, you find yourself to be, like, a very mature person. Like, yeah, I'm taking care of all my bills. I'm doing all this stuff that I'm providing for my family. Everything's good. I'm very mature. And then, like, these little side things, like, you know, in the hindsight of your relationship, like, yeah, you're not that mature in this area. You try to ignore those things.
Yeah.
But it's something that you have to, like, really, like, look into them. Like, yeah, I'm mature in these areas, but not this particular area.
I think the biggest thing is to think about consequence, which we don't always think about. And I mean, you're dealing with somebody else, and like you said, Kevin, like, you're not in a courtroom. Like, you got to think about emotions. Like, we're very, you know, you can think logically, but you're not thinking about emotions and the person's emotions, and relationships are so heavily based on emotion. And also, you got to think about, and it's scary for both parts, is you're with someone and they may feel something that may make them do something or may make them walk away. And that's something that you always have in the back of your mind in a relationship, or that you should, because it's a realistic thing. You know, like, you cannot control somebody's
emotions.
Like a fear.
It's a fear.
The fear of losing. Fear.
Exactly. The fear of losing, which you should operate. I mean, Ryan, you got something
to say. That was a hard sigh. Yeah.
No, it's real. Like, it's real. When you get so used to a person, it's like, well, what am I going to do? Oh, shit.
Trello almost died just now.
But when you get so used to being with someone, it's like, you know, what is it without them? You don't know, like, what's going to happen. But that's over there.
It's a healthy fear. You shouldn't always operate on fear. That's not a good way to operate. But it's a healthy fear. And it's, you always have to think about consequence. What is going to be the consequence when I say this in this argument, when I don't back down, when I do this? So it's a very healthy fear. And something that you have to keep in mind, unfortunately,
yeah,
all the time, vice versa. And how is that person going like, how would that person feel if they were in my shoes? So.
So now that we talked about the couple, what about women?
Why
women sometimes do things differently than men?
I think we do things differently.
This man's about to go left, huh?
What about
no, so like sometimes like I feel like being in a relationship and you know, being with her for a period of time, like I think it's maybe the type of person she is, but she has to win in an argument. Like,
yeah.
Should we sometimes always compromise to let you guys win, or should we, you know, put our egos front and, you know, when we not standing for this because we're men?
Yeah. Well,
from my
opinion, because like I always say, I can't speak for all women. I think a lot of women are very prideful, and it depends on a lot of things that don't have anything to do with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I was personally raised like, you should never take shit from men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how I was raised. Don't take shit from men. My mom, my aunts always used to tell us, like, you know, you don't need a man, so don't take shit from them. But to me, it was like, well, then I shouldn't compromise.
Yeah.
You know, like, it should be my way, because mm-hmm. if a man doesn't understand that, then they can walk away. So, and also it was like, for me, like career wise, I was taught, and also I had that mind state, like I always have to prove myself,
mm-hmm.
so I shouldn't back down. So that spills over into other parts of your life, including relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times for women, pride takes over.
Yeah.
And it's like I feel a certain way, so I'm not going to lose this argument.
Yeah.
And like, and you like black out. Like, you don't hear anything else but what you're saying. And I, you know, and I've been there, like, I don't want to hear what you're saying. Like, yeah. You're not listening to me. We feel like we're not heard.
Mm-hmm.
And so we feel like we have to prove something. And it's hard. Like, for me, what changed it was that maturity, mm-hmm. like getting older and going through my own experiences. And again, realizing if I don't change my ways, like if I don't back down sometimes, like I'm going to be alone, mm-hmm. because no, like you're not always going to be right. Like, nobody's going to be happy in a relationship if they're the ones always compromising and letting you win.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it has to be a mutual compromise.
Mm-hmm.
I personally like when Ray doesn't back down sometimes. Like, if he feels really strongly, like, I will be really upset in the heat of the moment.
Yo, Ray in the back, like, word?
But,
I recording this?
Get out of here.
We got it safe for
you.
Yeah,
we'll
bro,
send you
so
this in post.
Send you the post.
But the truth is, like, I appreciate somebody who stands by their convictions and also feels strongly about their opinion, you know? So it's hard. I mean, and it varies depending on relationships, and I guess it depends on the dynamic of the two people that are involved. It's hard, though, I would say, when you're the only one compromising, you know?
Yeah, that's why it has to be some kind of balance, though.
There has to be a balance.
The other person that you're in a relationship with has to understand that. I think, like, as the longer you're with someone, you start realizing when they're conceding to something that they're giving you. Like, my girl can tell me all the time, like, yeah, you're right, you know, and I know that she doesn't really think I'm right.
Yeah.
But it's just more about me accepting the fact that she's giving me this one. And understand that she's just giving me this one, so that one day, you know, I'll know that she's really not right, and then be like, yo, but you know what's not that big of a deal, and then I'll concede to her for the next one, you know,
mm-hmm. right?
It's just about the other person understanding that this person's actually giving it to you. Like, they're saying you're right, but you can still know that they don't really think you're right. But they, as long as they understand you, that's what it's about. It's about understanding, like, yo, I understand where you're coming from, but
I don't agree with you.
But you know, babe, like, just for the sake of this argument, like, you know, I'll let you have this one. This and the third. All things come into play, and it's just about just accepting it and maturing. Like, all right, cool. This is gonna go nowhere. So let's dead it. I'll take this one, or you'll take this one, and it's fine. So honestly, it's not about win lose. Just about, you know, just
moving forward.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with everything you guys have said, and it just comes to a point where logic has to come into it a small portion, or maybe a decent portion, because I'm not just going to accept something that's just blatantly, I believe, is wrong.
Right.
I'd rather just step away. I'll just leave rather than stay in this thing that's clearly not working and you believe is right and I believe is wrong. If you have a fundamental difference, then that's just, you can't, it's irreversible, you know? So that's the only thing.
Yeah, well, that's another thing, too, is just, like, accepting something that's not working. Like, sometimes a relationship just doesn't work. And you cannot force yourself to stay in that relationship. And it has nothing to do with someone being a bad person, someone doing something shitty. Sometimes two people just don't work out. And sometimes it takes a while to figure that out. And I think that's something that, you know, you should keep in mind, too. It's like, don't feel like you need to force yourself to make something work that's not working, you know, because not everything does work out. And I mean, but my, you know, I was in a relationship, like my first relationship ever was 4 years. We were together for a while. Eventually we had to realize.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Like just, you know, accept that it wasn't working. Yeah. Like, we were just, like, dragging this along for what?
That comes with maturity, though.
Yeah.
Just accepting, like, look.
That's very true.
We can end on, like, mutual terms, and like it doesn't have to be any animosity. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's not working right now. Let's just try something else.
Ultimately, like, relationships are just not arguing. Like, there's great parts of a relationship. Like you said, like, you have somebody to talk to at the end of the day when you had a shitty day. Or, you know, you, Jarrell, you said about, like, you wanted to experience New York. You know, like, I have a partner to experience the world with.
That's true.
And we have an amazing time, like, traveling or experiencing our own city And that's such a plus from a relationship. But I think that in order to have that, you need to have a friendship. Like, this person needs to be your best friend. Like, you need to have fun with this person, ultimately. If you're not having fun, if you don't have things in common, then it just ain't working out. Like, what are you gaining from this? Damn. You're just arguing. Like, it becomes such a hassle to be in a relationship. I think what relationships are hard. What keeps you in the relationship are the good things. And with that said, Kevin, what do you enjoy doing most with Megan?
going out, grabbing a drink, getting dinner.
Is it because you guys always have, like, good conversation?
Yeah. I just love, like, catching up and conversing. I love that she's brought me to, like, new places that I wouldn't go ordinarily. Like, I've been to Maine and Boston. I like her for the new experiences she provides me as well. But at the root, yeah, just, like, catching up, seeing how she's doing, see how I'm doing, and grab a nice drink, get a nice meal.
Yeah.
Really exploring the city we live in, like, actually exploring it, not going to, like, the same spot.
Yeah.
I just love how open-minded and, like, adventurous.
Yeah.
I hit her with, like, the most random, let's just go X place. She's like, yeah, I'm so down for it. And what she presents to me, so it's really
like a mutual thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Ryan, you?
Actually, we started going, like, I think it was 3 years ago. We started looking on Instagram, and we would find funny videos that we would share with each other. Like, yo, like, look at this video. Or, like, I would find something, I'd be like, look at this video. And then at times grew, like, it would be like a time of day. It would be any time of day where we'd literally just sit there for hours watching, like, Instagram videos, like, funny Instagram videos, all, like, for 3-4 hours. So that's, like, one of the things we're keeping up with now. Like, we were home for the first time, like, on a Friday, you know, after 7. We both didn't want to do anything. And we just went on Instagram, and we was just watching videos from, like, I don't even know what time we stopped, but that's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Jarrell?
I don't know. Like, I'm not saying like that. I'm trying to, like, pinpoint something that, like, I like to do more than anything else. I would say, just coming home to her. Like, yeah, just going home to her, I think, is, I've honestly never met someone who's, like, for the most part, not in a bad mood. Like, always smiling, always bubbly.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, I have the tendency to be a pessimist sometimes. Like, I'm always focused on, like, yo, what the fuck? Why is this happening? Mm-hmm. You know? And then she's just like, yo, like, you're 26. Like, your career's, you're good. You're good. Like, and, you know, just in, for lack of better words, I mean, yeah, you're good. So, like, yo, shut the hell up. Come and give me a kiss and just be happy, honestly. I don't know, she has been thinking about, like, you know, just bigger and better things. Like, she's always like, yo, like, one thing that I have a fear of, like, public speaking. And she's like, I think you'd be a great litigator. You should do that one day. Like, she's, like, challenging me to do other things.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, we're in the house and we're just, like, having our, like, nightly conversations whenever I get home from work or whatever. It's just, like, those are things I enjoy. Or if we're just cooking or whatever we're doing, like, just those, like, natural conversations of when we're actually feeling each other out and just getting to know each other on a deeper level nightly. That's what I appreciate the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always simple things, Zach, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, for Ray and I mean, we enjoy a lot of things together. And it's important in our relationship, like I said, because we are very, very hard-headed people. So when we do have an argument, it's like, you know, it's like it can be a big deal just because either of us don't want to back down. But there's so many good things about our relationship that's so minor that it doesn't affect our relationship at all. Like, you know, for me, honestly, it's just like Ray is literally my best friend. Like, we're together all the time, not because we're boyfriend and girlfriend and we have to feel like we don't feel like we have to be together. Like, we could easily hang out apart. We do it just because we do. Like, it's not a conversation that we have. Like, I don't ask Ray, like, hey, you hanging out with your boys, are you going to take me? Like, that conversation, I just want to be clear, like, that conversation never
I'm coming with, right?
Yeah, I'm coming with, plus right? honestly, like, if, like, I think about this all the time. Like, the guys think, if, like, it must get annoying that I'm always around. But it's not even, like, you know, it's kind of, like, unsaid. Like, I'm flattered because he wants me to come along. And I always want him, to, like, to be part of my life because we have so much fun together. Like, we like drinking. We like eating. We like traveling. We like taking... We will spend days walking around places and taking photos and posting them on Instagram. Like, there's not anyone else that I can say that will enjoy that with you're me right. as you're much right. as Ray does. Like, my friends,
he said you
like,
right.
not even you're my, right. like, best friends are like,
oh, hey, Ray.
Another fucking picture. Like, we just happen to have so many things in common and we see the world the same way. Mm-hmm. And I think that ultimately... I just like that he's in my life. Like, if I'm having a bad day, it just makes it so much better that he's in my life. And, like, I know that I'm having a bad day today, but tomorrow, you know, we'll do something fun. Mm-hmm. And we'll be together. We'll have great conversation, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. We may get drunk together. We may not. You know, whatever. We'll go to bed early, but we'll be together. Like, for such a long time, I was by myself and didn't have that. Like, it was kind of like... If my friends were available, then they were available. But you have this person that is always there for you. And, like, it's a special thing if you have a good relationship, you know? Mm-hmm. That person is really your best friend. That person challenges you and is with you to explore the world and whatever else. And it's really a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Switching gears a little bit, though. When I had my first episode, we talked a lot about social media.
Mm.
And apps and dating and how that affects dating. But I think social media affects relationships so much. We're in a very unique position in our generation. Like, our mm-hmm. parents did not have social media
mm-hmm.
getting in the way. So I'm just curious, have you guys had any... issues, and I guess you don't have to be specific if you don't want, but, like, do you guys have any arguments or stupid little things that come up because of social media?
Nope.
You know.
Nope. Gotta shut that shit down in the beginning, that's why. Soon as, in the beginning, when we were, like, hatching out, like, what we were and all that shit, like, I'm very blunt. I was like, yo, I don't like these things. Now tell me what you don't like. And I won't do it, and you don't do it. Like, look.
That's interesting.
I said, oh, we're official now? Cool. Let me see your phone real quick. Tinder. All that shit had to go. It got to go.
Wait, are you serious?
You press that on the app. The shit start shaking. I said, oh, shit. Hit the X. It's gone.
You laid the law.
What you need this for? No, it's same thing for me. I said, I showed her. I said, yeah, I don't need this either. Like, we're either going to be together or we're not. Like, it's all or nothing. So it's like those things just got deaded. As far as, like, Instagram, all that stuff. That's normal life. You know, like, if someone's hopping in your DMs, that's something different.
Yeah.
You know, then we have to discuss those things. But those things don't happen. And
I have a question then.
What up?
What if you see the same dude, like, in all her pictures?
Right?
Every time she posts a picture, yep. He's one of the first people that like her picture.
No, then you gotta ask questions. Then that's when questions come into play. Who that?
It's a friend. I'm not saying you're gonna do it, but...
I'm like, so, like, honestly, like, I try my best not to, like, be on her page that much mm-hmm. to begin with. Unless, like, it's something like she posts a picture of me, then I'll go like it and comment. But, like, I'm not just checking your page just for the hell of checking
mm-hmm.
it. If that was ever happened, I did notice that. I'm like, yo, who is this? You know? And I can get a sense of whether they're telling me the truth or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tell me the truth, I'm like, all right, cool. I don't like that shit. I'll tell you I don't like it. But what can she do? She can't control what someone else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, cool. If he's doing that, then that's just him just being a asshole, being a dick, whatever the fuck he wants to be. But she naturally can't control unless she's, like, doing something on her end
mm-hmm.
to entice him to do that, you know? But if that's not the case, then you just let it rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Jarrell. Like, if I have to do that, then there's just too much going on in my life. I don't care who's liking. I'm flattered that this person is like, no, honestly, because if this has to be a problem, then we shouldn't be together.
Yeah.
You know, I just trust, and maybe it's a trust to a fault. Maybe.
Yeah.
But I'd rather take it that than I'm surveying
who. I wish I was you, Kevin.
No, you end up stressing about things you really
it's
can't
like, yeah,
control.
I have too much else going on in my head on a daily to be thinking about. And vice versa. She doesn't bring up any social media. I don't. We're friends on any platform.
Yeah.
And that's just, it wasn't an axe anything. I have nothing to hide. Like, you can, if you ask to see my, like, account, you could. But she never does. She never does it.
Yeah.
That, so.
I mean, I don't know. For me, it's easier said than done. I just feel like, you know, I battle with it because, and I appreciate your honesty, Jarrell, in this case, because not that I'm saying that you're not being honest. I'm saying because I myself battle with, God, like, this is such a stupid thing to be, like, worried about, but also it's a reality. You know, so, you know, you're saying when you guys got together, like, you were like, okay, well, all those apps gotta go. You know, and you can think, like, I'm not even gonna have this conversation because why am I worried about it? But honestly, sometimes you have to be worried about it because it's just the reality that we live in. It didn't exist before, now it does.
Let me give you credit, though. To your defense, though, you and Ray are way more active on social media than all three of us combined.
That's very true.
Like, our personal accounts. Like, you guys post, like, daily. Like, yeah. You guys are on social media way more than me and my girl are. So I think that makes it a little bit harder for you guys
That's a good point. For us, I think a lot of it has to do with how we view social media because we're both in marketing.
Yeah.
And we view social media as more than just social media. We view it as a tool for a variety of reasons to either push your own personal brand along, push a brand along. Like, for us, social media is so much more. We also know the power of social media, not that others don't, but we see it in a different way just because, like, it's such a big part of our lives. So I'm not going to lie and say that it's not a factor for me. I can't speak for Ray. If it is for him, he's not very vocal about it. I have to say that I am.
At least you're honest.
I'm very vocal.
Love that shit.
I mean, I'm just like, why is so-and-so liking? Why is she the first person to like your picture every time you post it? You post like 5 times a day. She's the first one to like your picture. Like, why? Like, why is she so good? You know? And it's like, and then I'm like, it's so stupid.
Because, like, you love him.
But I'm like...
And she beat you, probably.
She's like, I'm number one.
No, because I'm like, shit, I'm his, like, granted, yeah, I'm his girlfriend. Like, I'm with him, but I'm not on him so, on his page so much that I know. Sometimes I don't know when he posts.
Facts. There's also, like, there's
I just
also,
don't
like,
understand there's the,
also,
the
like,
thirst.
IG,
yeah. The thirst.
IG hawkers who, like, go on IG all day nonstop. So
that's true, too.
They literally just be scrolling up and down their timeline. Yeah. Just like,
boop,
like,
and boop. I would it's not... When I said before, that's not dismissive at all or me judging what you're doing.
No, no, and I didn't take right? it that way at all.
But if my girlfriend was like, why is such and so, I would, if she happened to notice stuff, I would answer. Yeah. I would tell her how I knew this person. I don't know why she's liking everything first, but I would just answer.
Yeah, I feel like...
I would say, but...
Ray answers, he could be very dismissive
now
about
it. You answer her, and then you always add on. We bigger than that, though. We past that. Come on, you can't be doing that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You got to
add
that on to it at the end. Like, hey, look, I'm giving you this one.
Oh, but, yeah. But how long have you been surveying?
We bigger than this. Come on now. Don't make this a habit now.
All right, how do you guys feel? This is so... It sounds so stupid, but it's so real.
Nah,
how do you
real.
Feel about emojis? Like, winky face?
Yeah, that's funny. I got a story.
Wait, I want to hear... emojis on comments. Like, why this... Like... Why is this a winky face? What is this little kiss face?
Oh,
why are people commenting this shit? And why do they feel like they have the right?
What do you emojis from other people or your personal?
And you're saying like if Megan got like some guy put like a winky face on her photo, her last photo.
Okay, now if I saw that. Like, that's pretty blunt. That's not like one of her pictures like a winky.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Primo, you got to check his page first.
True.
Who is this?
What
would I do with that?
That would be tight. I'll comment.
I don't know. It depends. If
that
I
actually you? Happened to me. No, that happened
oh, wait,
to me
I,
before.
Can, please share your story.
No, you know,
you don't have to be
I'm
specific.
I'm not going to be specific, but.
No, you don't.
There was a time where, like, I guess the gym picture was popping on Instagram, so everybody was taking gym pictures.
Oh, yeah.
So she decided to do it, and I liked it. I was like, all right, I know what you put in the picture up for, but, you know, I'm going to support you and like the picture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think I even put, like, the heart face or, like, the emoji heart.
Oh, when you comment, then do come right after you?
So, yeah, it was, like, it disrespect. Got, it got, like, 4 comments. So, you know, the comments were hidden. It wasn't like he could see it right there. Mm. So his was the last comment. So I just happened to look through a page, and I seen what he said. I sent this nigga, like, a statement, and I commented.
Wait, on her picture?
On her picture, I sent a statement. I was like, first of all, my bro, like, you being wild disrespectful, saying what you saying, and putting the emoji, like, and it got into this shit where I was like, yo, like, I'm going to just do that, because I know if I go to her job, I'm going to be very disrespectful. And he worked with her. That was the worst part.
That makes
sense. So it was like, I seen you, and I know what you look like. So I just took, like, it was a very, like, nice. I wasn't nice about it, but I was very, like, calm. Like, listen, I think it's disrespectful, you know. And you doing it on her page, like, and I'm right here.
Yeah.
Like, how would you feel if I went on your girl's page and I said that? It was just like that. But I wasn't like, yo, I'm gonna fuck you. Like, fuck you up. That it just went left after.
Was
that.
Was she upset? The only reason I'm asking is because I don't know how I would react if I was the girl.
I don't know. I just told her, like, yo, that's how I felt about it. Yeah. That's how I took the situation. And I could have went left. Yeah. And I could have said this, but I kept it professional.
Emojis will fuck your whole shit up.
Yeah. Yeah. Add an extra, like,
It does. It does. And you think about it, it's so stupid, but it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
If you had a coworker that I'd tell her, like, you tell him he knows you have a boyfriend, right? If he kept doing it, that's when I would start thinking, like, what's going on? But before that, it's just you did is right or wrong. It's all subjective for a person. I definitely understood why you do that, because that is disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I'm just not that. I just wait and see, like, what else is there too? Is this a one-off thing? Or I'm really just maybe too measured. Like, I'm just going to hold off. Maybe that could be to my detriment. Yeah. But that's just my approach. I'm not just going to. This is not you. I'm using terminology. It's not like attack on you. I'm not just going to, like, go out there, like, on first. Mm-hmm. But that's just how I approach things. Mm-hmm. But I definitely not attacking you how you approach, because that is super disrespectful.
I think I'm right in the middle of both of you guys. Because I would have went right to my girl. I'm like, yo, shut that shit down. Like, shut that shit down.
No, yeah, I'm going to ask, what's going on?
But I'll tell her, like, yo, like, shut that shit down, because you don't want me to shut it down. And, like, and that's what I mean. Like, I'm not saying, like, something against her, but, like, if I get into that shit with him, it's not going to be nice. So it's like, you shut that shit down first before I be forced to shut the shit down.
That's where I was like, that. You know, as being older now, I wish I took it to that level. It was just like
you have to give her the opportunity to shut it down first.
Yeah,
like,
and I, yeah, so it's all like a maturity, too, at the end of the day. Like, now I see shit like that, and I act like that. Like, I'll have that conversation, because it's on social media, too, so everybody's
seeing
it.
So everybody could see it.
Yes, yeah, so I felt bad. I felt bad.
It is disrespectful, though, and sometimes you react emotionally. Mm-hmm. You're not really thinking. It's your emotions taking over.
You know what it is, though? A lot of men and women, like single men and women, they get off on, like...
They do get off on that.
Who, like, they know are in relationships and shit. Like, just getting under someone's skin. Like, even, like, you're walking down the street. Like, me and my girl walking down the street. And she has, like, nice eyes. So, like, men will literally see me walking right behind her. And, like, will break their necks looking right in her eyes.
Yep.
Like, as if I'm... And then when they see me right behind, then they'll be like, oh, all right. Like, and, like, change their head. But I'm like, yo, bro, you saw me before that. Like, but, like, they just don't give a fuck. It's, like, just still, like... The biggest disrespect in the world. Like, you can't control yourself. You see me right here.
I just take it all as flattering, because I've seen...
Flattering?
That's what I take, because I've seen girls look at me. I've seen girls look at me while I'm looking at them, and then seen my girl look, seeing that, what just happened.
Yeah.
And
then,
right? And she doesn't... She's never won. So I just take it as flattering, because people are going to look. That's how... It's just the comments. Right. It's like when action and comments come
it's
in.
It's just... You can look, I mean, people do certain ways, do things certain ways, and you know if they're trying to get under your skin.
Yeah, when you're trying to break your neck, you want me to notice that you're looking.
Exactly. So, actually, Ray and I had this conversation yesterday, because when we went to this music festival at Governor's Island, we had to take a ferry, and there was security, and Ray and I were with 2 other people, and so I was the only one with a bag, so... Ray and the 2 other people, you know, they weren't checked, so they kept walking. Mm-hmm. The security guard was looking through my bag, and he took extra long with my bag. And so he, like, was purposely waiting for them to walk away. And then he said something like, oh, you're so pretty, as soon as they walked away. So then when I didn't say anything because I'm like, this guy did this purposely. Like, yeah. It's disrespect because, like, honestly, okay, I'm flattered. He didn't say anything that was disrespectful, but he knew that Ray and I were boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, we were waiting online. Like, we were holding hands, whatever it was. And he didn't care to respect Ray as a man. Mm. He waited for him to walk away. And so when I met up with Ray again, Ray was like, oh, he took a while with your bag.
And I'm like, got the subtle hit.
No, Ray is very subtle. He never shows his emotions like I do. I have to be honest.
He took a while with your bag.
He's like, he took extra long with your bag. And I'm like, yeah, because and he fucking, you know, was trying to holler as soon as you walked away. And you know, it's flattering, but I don't respect that. I feel like it's not only disrespectful to Ray, but it's disrespectful to me as a woman that's in a relationship for him to do that. Because it's like, what are you gaining out of this? You want to see if I'm going to be like, oh, thanks. Like, let's exchange numbers. Like, what? Just, I mean, it's great that you think I'm pretty, but at this point, like, if I'm not by myself and I'm with a man, like, what do you gain out of it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I agree.
To your point, I feel like social media, especially, people are very brave because they're not looking at people in their faces.
People are brave in person.
They're brave in person, but it's like, yeah, like the whole,
when it comes to men, is different.
We went to we went to Mexico a couple months back, and we're going through the TSA line, and this woman, dead ass, was just like, staring at my girl like she's the person checking passports.
Yeah.
Dead ass like this. Like zoned out into her. Didn't even look at me when I gave her my passport. She's like, yeah, I swear to God. It's like, And like just like this. Like, yeah. Okay, you going to Mexico? Okay, cool. And like just didn't even look at me. And I was like, yo, damn. Like I like tried to like look over and smile at her like, hey, like I'm here too. She didn't give a fuck. Like people get like, I don't know, people just like the idea of like having something that's not theirs. I think that plays a part into it as well. It's like, oh, yeah, cool. Mm-hmm.
So is it, let me ask you this, though, because, Ryan, you shared your story. Is it different, like, do you guys personally as men view it differently? Like, if a girl writes a comment or leaves an emoji to you as opposed to a guy doing it to your girl? Like, is it different?
No, I view it the same. Like, I try to treat it the same way. Like, if this girl commented my picture, no, if a guy commented what the girl commented to my girl, how would I feel about it?
Yeah.
That's how I'll sort of take it. So, like, if someone commented on me, you know, I'm not going to say thanks with a winky face because she's tight. Like, that's gonna happen.
She's tight.
And then, like, you know, I'll say thank you. I'll be super professional because, like in the beginning, you all decisions you make go.
Even saying thank you could be questionable.
Yeah, even the way you say it, like, you got to say, like, thanks. Like, I just say thanks. No thank you exclamation point. No thank you smiley face. No, yeah. Or thanks with fire emojis. Like, that's it. But every decision you make, and sometimes you don't even know the decisions you make is going to affect the person, but that's how you learn in relationships too. Like, you know, she doesn't like that I put winky faces, so I won't do that no more.
It's funny though, because like my initial reaction, like, is always to like defend. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh yes, this girl commented on my picture, and I'll be like, well, you know, I knew her in high school, I'm sure it's nothing like that, mm-hmm. or some shit like
that's
that, you know. But then eventually I get to a point where I'm like, damn, like if it was a verse, I still wouldn't like that shit. So I'm like, If she ever asked me about it, then I'll be like, yeah, you know what, you're right. But my initial thought is always like, this person's...
To dismiss.
Dismiss, sorry, yeah. She's no one. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I'm sure she doesn't mean anything by that.
And that's, you know, in my case, like, when I get that reaction, I feel like it's very dismissive. Like, you're dismissing my feelings right now. Like, what do you mean it's nothing? Like, what makes her feel like that comfortable with you? She knows you have a girlfriend. Like, you know, like, for instance, Ray posts multiple pictures of me. There's no secret. He's with somebody. Like, that's not a secret. So I feel like, and I'm not bringing this up because we have a specific issue. I think it's interesting to talk about.
Y'all sure?
I'm not going to lie. It's definitely, it's come up. Yeah, a lot of times.
But a lot of people go through it too.
But that's why I'm bringing it up.
It's very hard though.
I'm bringing it up so that I can also validate it, because it does seem like a stupid conversation to have, but it is like, you sometimes you do feel disrespected by a winky face, and it's okay because other people are going through that too.
Do you think there's any difference though? So I think women are more subtle in the way that they try to flirt with men on social media.
Are they though?
Some of them.
Women are savages. Men
are very. Men are like very blunt. Like, damn, it's a sexy picture. Fire, 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 or something like that.
Yeah.
Or heart eyes. Women would be like, "Wow, you look nice in that shirt." Like, something really subtle. And like, other women will know that that person's trying to flirt with you. But like, the average man wouldn't know. I'd be like, "All right, cool, thanks. Yeah, I just got it on sale at Express. What's up?"
What's up?
But I mean, some women are. I think women some are women savages are savages.
I haven't come across them.
Stop it.
I haven't. Like, I've never, like, had a savage woman. Like, not like that. I meant, like, I never had a woman who's been, like, like, sexy or, like, you know, like, saying that on my comments.
Yeah.
I don't come across those people.
I mean, no. I mean, you may not, but there's definitely women who do it. Mm. There's absolutely. Just like there's men who can be a little, sexy or whatever. There's men that could be more subtle with it.
Yeah.
Like, you look great, but you know what they're thinking.
I'm like, what the fuck you mean?
You look great. like what? He likes her dress.
That's what I comment. She sure does.
She sure does. She mine. I know she does.
Right, babe.
Right, babe. With the at.
Okay, so in your guys' opinion, what emoji is off limits? What emojis?
Off limits for her to send to someone else?
No, for her, either way, for you to send to someone that's in a relationship.
Oh, definitely the heart eyes.
Hell yeah, no.
No hard eyes. What you winking about? You better close both your eyes at the same time. Ain't no winking. I think those two, I would say. The kissy one.
Oh, the kissy one with the heart, though.
Yeah, with the heart.
Well, either out. Kissy one.
Yeah,
but.
I don't know. I think those are just it. Those are like strictly for relationships or like someone you fucking. So I'm like, nah, honestly, I don't know. Like, what else? Those four would be the ones where I'm like,
yeah, I agree.
I saw it, like,
or eggplant.
They're very intimate.
Oh, eggplant. Word. Eggplant or the peach. You can't send
my boy. So that's what my boy has a story.
The peach.
Can't send that off limits.
Oh, yeah, the peach.
What was the peach mean?
Big booty.
Oh.
Come on,
cat. You can't send the cat either.
The cat.
Oh, yeah.
No
wait,
cat.
What oh, okay. The
no kitties around here.
I'm like, why the cat? Oh, okay.
When my boy sent, he was talking. Apparently, he was like talking to this girl, and they're cool at work, and they hang out a lot. And she texted him a picture of it wasn't an eggplant. It was something else. I think it was a. Damn, I don't really want to go through my phone.
Eggplant.
It wasn't an eggplant, but it was something else that she texted him. And his girl got tight at him just because the girl messaged him the two pictures of the emoji. It was a fruit, but you clearly knew what she was talking about with the fruit.
What it implied.
But it wasn't like the fruit and a heart face. It was like the fruit and a smile face. So my friend apparently was like, what? She just sent, like, fruit pictures. I was like, yo, bro, really? Like, his girlfriend was tight, and he didn't know how to explain the situation. I'm like, yo, you just... Imagine if she sent a dude, like, the same thing you sent. He's like, oh, like, the power of emojis could just kill everything.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That little yellow face, or the fruit, or whatever.
I was like, wait, what? She sent... What? He was like, yeah, she just got tight at me for no reason. I was like, bro, that's a reason.
How about the tongue? Like that tongue or like the licky face?
If it's a how about, it's a no. That's if you're thinking about it.
Or anything sexual. Anything that leads to any like sexual thoughts. Mm-hmm. If I can like gaze anything sexual from it, I'm like, nah, we good. What you
like,
doing?
I feel like both of these, they're listeners, they're both like tongues. Like the... Are inappropriate.
Oh,
those
licky
ones.
Oh, yeah.
Situation.
No. Like, oh, the rain drops?
Wait, what?
You never seen the raindrops?
With the water?
No. I mean, I know the raindrops, but that's inappropriate.
I even see a rowboat, like a guy rowboat.
What you row it through?
It's not that wet, bro.
Ain't no water near
here. Don't send anything. Don't send anything.
Ain't no water around here. What you doing?
Oh, look, the monkey with the eyes closed.
Wait, so what does that mean? No, I know, but you, oh, oh, like, no. Oh, no.
So good. No.
I made a mistake last night. Oh.
You're about to have me go through
I'm
my
crying.
Emojis.
Mm. Yeah, we're all looking through our emojis.
This is the banana.
How about, like, a hot pepper?
Mm.
It's questionable.
Mm, I'll be flattered.
How about
I
a salad?
Yeah,
that's
a salad?
Taco.
Nah, that sounds weird.
I'm hungry. Shit.
Where are you?
Anyway,
I had a friend of mine. She used to report her anything she didn't like on her boyfriend's page. She used to report the
Stop
picture.
It.
Yeah.
Wait. So what happens?
They're
when
not
you
together
report?
No more. Huh?
Like what happens to the person?
They deactivate the account.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
oh, damn. Those girls
amount.
Must have been tight.
Yeah, I guess. But he
that's
had
a
to
great idea.
Hmm. My bad.
I'm kidding. I would never. I have too much pride. I'm more like Jarell. I would be like, you take care of that shit. Tell Ray, like, you better take care of that. I'm not getting involved. That's exactly what he would say. Nothing to take care of, just some pictures of some fruit.
Doesn't mean it.
Apricot never heard. Apricot. I don't even think that's in here. Oh, man. This was great.
This was a great episode.
Great conversation.
Yeah, we thank you so much for coming back on the episode.
Always make us reevaluate the relationships we have.
Looking at life now.
Well, I thank you guys for being so honest. I think it's always interesting to hear an honest conversation. It's hard to put yourselves out there and your own relationships out there, but these episodes won't be good if we're not all honest.
Yeah,
so.
That's very true.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe the next episode would be about marriage. How we're all married.
Is that a shot at someone?
No. I'm just saying it's been moving progressively that
well,
way.
Listeners, we won't have you on for a while.
Speaking of savages.
I never thought that I would be the relationship expert in any show, but... I can also talk about other things, so you guys don't have to have me here to talk about relationships.
We do the current events next time.
Yeah. If you're not ready for that wedding
episode.
Talk
about the weather or something.
Talk about the weather. But thanks again for having me, guys.
No,
thank you for taking over.
To the listeners, thank you for always supporting us. Please share the podcast, rate it.
Wait, plug.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Plug.
Social media.
Oh, my Instagram. I'm always, up for, as long as you don't send me any fruit and weird emojis, we're okay. My handle is @Kemster, so feel free to follow.
Spell that
for people.
K-E-M, as in Mary, S-T-E-R, Kemster, @Kemster. So please follow. I post very often for your viewing pleasure.
No, they are nice pictures.
Yeah, they are.
Thank you.
You guys always post some fire ass. Yeah. You find like the places too. Be like, oh shit, I never noticed that was there.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. We try. We really do enjoy.
We try.
We do enjoy doing that on our spare time. So it's a lot of fun, and we love doing it and trying to grow our social media. So yes, please follow. And then who knows what else is in the works? We'll see.
We'll see. Thank you again for coming. To the listeners, share, subscribe, rate the podcast, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud. We appreciate your support. The podcast cannot have grown this big within a short amount of time. If it wasn't for you, just continue to share it and support us, and we'll keep trying to push out great content to you. Hit us on IG, Twitter, Cooling Out Pod, Gmail. The new YouTube page. Cooling Out Pod. We're putting up some content up there, trying to get it... as much video content on the YouTube page as possible. So make sure you check that out and subscribe to that. We appreciate your love and support. It's Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing.
Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.